This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. More shoes have finally dropped in the LIBOR investigation. Attorneys general in New York and Connecticut have subpoenaed seven of the world's biggest banks, including Citigroup and JPMorgan Chase here in the U.S. The allegations are similar to the ones Barclays settled last month, that the banks abused their power when self-reporting the LIBOR interest rate, the rate banks use when lending to each other. James Cox is an expert on securities law at Duke University's Law School. Good to talk with you.
Great to be here.
Does this have the makings of a conspiracy here? In other words, is there a sense that these banks, all seven of them, may have been working together?
Well, certainly every indication is that that's happening. And from the very moment that the story broke with Barclays, it would be very clear to those close to the market that Barclays was lowballing its rates, and everybody else could then think, well, maybe this is what we ought to be doing. So I would say this has all the markings of a tacit conspiracy.
These are state attorneys general here who have issued these subpoenas, which means they're looking to achieve justice, probably some compensation for wronged constituents of some kind. If these banks were manipulating LIBOR, remind us, who would have been hurt by this?
Well, LIBOR is a little bit like water in the sense that it is, in the financial markets, a universal solvent. It's used everywhere. We find municipalities basing securities lending rates have a heavy LIBOR component to themselves. Decisions about when to go into markets are guided by what's happening in LIBOR. It's not going to be possible even a year from now, or maybe even 5 years from now, to fully assess the full effect of the conduct of fixing the LIBOR rate. This is mammoth.
Is this the end of things, do you think?
You know, what I think it is it's a shot on the arm for the legal profession who will be involved with these lawsuits for literally decades to come, creating huge demand. And it's going to be a constant financial arbitrage around the necks of the banks.
Duke University law professor James Cox, thank you.